As it says in the pasuk in the Torah, "Besukot teshu shivat yamim kol ha'ezrach beYisrael yeshu besukot." So a person is obligated to sit in a sukkah, and it says, "Man yedu dorotechem ki besukot hoshavti et bnei Yisrael behutzi otam eretz Mitzrayim." When the Jews came out of Egypt, they sat in sukkot. So it's a whole discussion in the Gemara, in the Tanaim, that what exactly was the sukkot? Is it representing the booth that the Jews used to sit in, or perhaps is representing Ananei HaKavod? And officially, we pass in that it is Keneged Ananei HaKavod, the clouds of glory that used to protect Klal Yisrael. There were four on the four sides, one underneath their feet, another one on top of them, and one in the front. So therefore, this is the Shiva Ananei HaKavod that used to be, the one in the front, used to make flat the whole entire land that they were walking, they were traveling, and V'horeget HaNechashim V'Achravim, and any animals, the wild animals that were there, like snakes and scorpions, used to be get killed, and used to sweep in front of their feet, and that was the job of the one in the front. And so the bottom line, this is why we're doing the sukkah, ki besukot hoshavti et bnei Yisrael, behotziyu otam eretz Mitzrayim. So lechatchila, a person is supposed to have kavana, yechaven shetzivana hakodesh baruch hu lishev besukot zecher litziyat Mitzrayim. It's a reminder to yetziyat Mitzrayim. That's the kavana that a person is supposed to have, that this is what it represents. The idea of Sukkot. So it's a very interesting Nekuda that I mentioned this. I think it's Arav Chida, Arav Chaim Yosef David Azulai. He says, officially speaking, we had Ananei HaKavod Bezechut Aharon HaKohen, Bezechut Moshe Rabbeinu, we had Mon, and Bezechut of Miriam, we have the Be'er Shel Miriam. There was a stone that used to the travel together. It would roll together with the Jews traveling, and during the 40 years, it provided them in the Midbar water. So the question is, how come representing the water and regarding the man, we have no holiday at all whatsoever? When it comes to the holiday of Sukkot, represents Ananei HaKavod, Ananei HaKavod representing Aharon HaKohen. So there are a few answers that Rav Chida says. The answer basically is that the Jews, we don't see at all whatsoever, I feel once complaining against Ananei HaKavod. But regarding man and regarding water, they did complain. So imagine, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an appreciation of the Jews. Mamash gives us a holiday because you did not complain about the way I protected you. Mamash, imagine we lived our lives. We owe everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift of life with no guarantees. At the end of the day, where was the guarantee that it's going to be absolutely the way we want it? Nothing doing. But nevertheless, a person takes the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, and then we come to complain. It's like somebody who is hired. Somebody has no job at all whatsoever. He was a pauper living in the streets. No housing, no clothing, no nothing. Somebody saw the guy, gave him a job, brought him in, gave him a house, gave him clothing, gives him salary, gives him everything. And the guy who works there, basically, no experience or nothing, gave him also training in the job, and a person comes and complains against the boss. So this boss is no good, he's too demanding, and this boss is this and that, etc. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, what are you doing here? So a person comes, Klal Yisrael got saved by God, came out of Egypt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected them, gave them the man, gave them the water, clothing, grew together with them. They didn't need. No insurance wasn't, no college education, no expenses, no other expenses, nothing at all. Nothing doing. And Ananei HaKavod protecting the Jews. So come the Jews and they complain. What is this water business? What is this man business? Says that every day we see the man. We want the beef. Where's the beef? So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give you a holiday as an appreciation that you did not complain when it comes to Ananei HaKavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us holiday of Sukkot, that he came to appreciate the fact that we did not, afilu once, complain against the Sukkot. So if a person comes the holiday of Sukkot, it's going to be a little bit cold. Ah! Complain. A little bit this. Complain. You know? So this is going against the whole idea why we have the holiday of Sukkot. That's because we did not complain.